What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Dynamic Discussions. I'm your host, Dylan Eckes. This is episode 15. This is one of those Monday motivational Monday podcasts. Doesn't matter what you want to call it. It's here to kick your ass in gear for the week and give you a little motivation to get you started. I'm pre-recording this on Sunday night, so I'm sitting here in my living room, prepping myself for the week ahead with client meetings and to-do lists and organization and, you know, the basic shit that makes you successful and that you have to do on a daily basis. These are things that you must get done. And I'm sitting here about 3-4 hours ago thinking to myself, okay, what am I going to say on the podcast? What do I want to talk about? And then it hit me. I had an epiphany. I had realized that for the last 3.5 hours or 3.5 years, for 3 to 4 hours every single Sunday, I sit down, pen and paper, and I write down my goals for the week, my goals for my career, my goals for my fitness, my goals for my personal accomplishments, anything that I can track and start to track in regards to metrics or progression. I sit down, pen to paper, and I do it and I prep myself every single Sunday without fail, without a doubt, whether it's first thing in the morning when I wake up having coffee with my wife or if it's the last thing I do before I go to bed. I prep myself for my career, for my fitness, for my personal accomplishments, things I have to get done on the family front, things I have to get done in the business, things I have to get done at work, all of it. All of it gets tracked, it gets written down, and it gets accomplished at the end of the week. And if I don't accomplish it, I can reflect back to what I'm doing. So I want to talk about the importance of getting your shit together on a Sunday night. But before I do that, let's get into some housekeeping here. Okay. Instagram at dynamic.podcast, Twitter at Dylan_Eckes1. You can email me at Dylan.Eckes1@gmail.com with the subject line Dynamic Discussions. You can also check out my blog, Dynamic Discussions. There's a couple entries on there. I talk about spirituality and faith as an entrepreneur. I also talk about, there's a few other things that I talk about. I can't think of them off the top of my head. It's been a long day. But here we are. We're recording the podcast. We're here to kick your guys' ass into another level for this week. And not in a bad way, in a good way. We're here to get things done. We're here to accomplish our goals. We're here to set goals and follow through on them. So that's what this episode is here to do. There's no ads and there's no fees for the show. If there's ever ads moving forward, it'll be products that I truly believe in, that I truly love, and not necessarily looking for a paycheck on them. It's just simply products that I actually like and enjoy and use on a daily basis. But as for now, there are no ads, there are no fees. It's as simple as liking, sharing, and subscribing the show to your friends and family. It's a word of mouth podcast. It's how I grow all my businesses, is word of mouth. It's about giving you guys great content, things that are digestible, and tips, tricks, and hacks to expand your mind, push your body, and take your personal development and take your business to new levels. So with that being said, let's get back to the main subject today, which is our Motivational Monday or Monday Motivation, whatever you want to call this episode. This episode is to give you an insight, give you a tip, give you a trick to take your personal development to another level. And when I had my realization, when I had my epiphany tonight, I realized that this one trait is something that I've been doing for 3.5 years. And that trait is sitting down, pen to paper, every single Sunday without fail and writing down my goals for the week. What do I want to accomplish? And when I say what do I want to accomplish, I'm not just talking about what my sales numbers are going to look like. I'm talking about the amount of sleep I want, the amount of times I'm going to meditate, how many times I want to get to the gym. Guess what? It's a real slap in the face when 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks goes by and you realize that you're selling yourself short in terms of your fitness, in terms of your health, in terms of the phone calls that you got to make, in terms of the emails you got to send. It's easy to keep yourself accountable when you're sitting down every single Sunday, and then once a month you look back on every single Sunday and realize, holy shit, I either accomplished everything that I set out for, or I really need to get my shit together. And I'm telling you guys, I've done a lot of different master classes. I've done a lot of different courses. I'm currently doing my CFP course right now. I've taken networking classes. I've taken marketing classes. I've done it all in terms of trying to try out new things, trying to improve my process, my system. But this is the number one thing that has kept me consistent. This is the number one thing I can say has a direct correlation from making 2 and 3 figure sales to making 5 to 6 figure sales consistently in my career. This is the number one thing. And what I usually do, and I'll give you guys a perfect example of how I do it and what I did tonight, I pull out my 12-week year booklet, which is what I use to track all my stats for my work, my financial advising business, my financial firm, my practice, my clients, all of it. It gets wrapped up into that. And I really keep it simple. I keep it down to simple metrics, what I need to sell, how much I need to sell, and what I need to do to keep my business moving forward. I then break out my full focus planner. Shout out to Michael Hyatt, the guy. I don't know who he is personally. I haven't done a lot of writing or reading on him. But what I can say is he has developed the most kick-ass productivity planner on the market today. It's really simple. It's really easy to use. So a huge shout out to that. I use that for absolutely everything from client phone calls to my scheduling. It keeps an easy day tracker so you don't have to keep your agenda or your day planner with you. It is something I carry with me 24/7 during the week. And then what I do is I set up my time blocks for the week. Obviously, I want to keep myself organized. I want to keep my time management on focused and on key to what my goals are for the week. And I keep things simple. And so what I do is I write out in the 12-week year, I write out in the full focus planner. And then what I do is I write out my meetings, my podcast times, my time slots for the gym. Everything goes into the day planner. That usually takes around 2 to 3 hours. So when I say I'm, you know, writing out my goals, I'm writing out, I want to get 6 hours of sleep every night. I want to meditate 2 to 3 times a day every day. I want to hit the gym 6 to 8 times this week. Yeah, 6 to 8 times. That's what I'm going for this week. I want to make sure that if I take a rest day, it's because my body is an absolute wreck because I just took 10 days off from the gym. But like I said, this is a surefire way for consistency. It is a surefire way for accountability, ownership, responsibility, and it is a surefire way to take you to another level in terms of your success. Like I said, guys, not only has this helped me with my meditation, my fitness, my visualization, my eating habits, my time management, all of that, but this one simple task that takes 3 to 4 hours has taken me from selling 2 and 3 figures in terms of making a sale to making 5 to 6 figures consistently. It has taken my business and 10x'd it in the last 3 years. And I really want you guys to think about that, because the term 10x is thrown around in business quite a bit. And for me, when I first read Grant Cardone's 10x, I thought to myself, how could one put the wheels in motion to literally 10 times the revenue, 10 times the productivity, 10 times the clientele? And for me personally, I have found my formula. I have 10x'd my business in the span of 3 years, and I couldn't be more happy. But here's the cool thing, and here's the great thing about doing what I do every Sunday, is when I sit down and I write out what I need to write out, and I look back on it the week before, and I see what I've missed or what I need to accomplish. What you realize, and I want you guys to think about this a lot, and you guys probably won't even think about it. If you're one of these people that do something like this, you're going to completely agree with me on this. But I didn't realize what my mind, what my body, and what I was capable of before I started doing this. Until I sat down tonight and I realized, holy shit, this is a direct correlation to success I'm having today. I did not realize it. I did not realize what my mind was capable of, what my thought process was capable of, what my body was capable of. I did not realize it until I sat down and I thought about it tonight. What I mean by that is last year, I wrote about this in my first blog entry. Last year, I thought I was running as hard as I possibly could in terms of my business, my kids, my family. My wife was in the hospital. My babies were born. We had a wedding. I was stretched. At the end of the year, I was completely stretched thin. And I thought to myself, I accomplished so much this year and I'm so proud of myself. And then looking back, I thought, whoa. There's a lot of holes here. There's a lot of gaps here. There's a lot of things that I could have been doing to improve even more. And that's the best thing about sitting down every Sunday night, tracking your goals, tracking your accomplishments, reflecting, working on what you need to work on moving forward, is that you can look back and say, I can be better. Because every single Sunday, guys, when I look back and reflect on my week, I realize that I've missed some shit. I've missed a phone call. I've missed an email. I missed a gym session. You can always be better. And if you want to take your business to that 10X level, if you want to get to elite levels, I'm far from elite. I'm not saying I'm elite. What I'm saying is I am well on my way, and I'm confident in saying that because I do the things I need to do on a daily basis. But this one thing is something I suggest everyone to do. I don't care if it's every Saturday night, because if you start work on Sunday, most people start work on Monday. If you start work on a Friday, I don't care. Pick the day before you go back to work and write out what you want to accomplish in terms of your fitness, your health, your career, your family, what you want to do on a personal side. This could be start a new hobby, read a couple books, meditate. I don't care. What you want to do, what you want to accomplish, write it out, put it out in the universe, commit to it, and then a week later, when you go to sit down on another Sunday, the next Sunday, and you realize, I missed my workout, I missed a meditation session, I didn't read at all, I didn't spend enough time with my family. It's a hard pill to swallow, but it is the best pill to swallow because it makes you realize that you are capable of so much more. So yeah, that's what I want to talk about today. If you are one of those guys or girls who start work on Monday morning, 7, 9 a.m., doesn't matter, get a pen, get a composition booklet, and start writing. Hope everyone has a great, safe week, and I hope you guys have a kick-ass week at that. Take care. Bye-bye.